Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town. Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guest today is Melissa Owens, Executive Director, Licking County Aging Partners. Cloudy skies throughout the day today. Wind advisory goes into effect at 10 o'clock and then cloudy tonight. And then for your Thanksgiving Day, cloudy skies and windy as well, high near 34. So the temperature is going to drop today, starting already. It's supposed to drop into about the 30s, mid-30s. So it'll get colder later today and into Thanksgiving. Melissa, we were just joking about what you got going on for Thanksgiving. And, you know, you said, is there's never a quiet time at Licking County Aging Partners.
No, there never is.
What do you guys do over there on Thanksgiving for folks? What happens on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, so we do take off all the major holidays, which makes it tough when you're delivering hot meals. So we prepare frozen meals ahead of time, and we deliver those ahead of schedule so that someone can warm them up and have them when we're not delivering. But we also send over names to the lookup center who helps us deliver meals on Thanksgiving. And I'm actually going to help with that tomorrow. So that's kind of a fun turn of events, but we have our community partners helping us out.
Do you cook? Are you delivering?
What oh,
are you
no, going to be just doing? Delivering. It's not doing anyone a favor if I'm cooking, so, but I will be delivering meals. It's fun.
See how fast that
I'm
was.
Honest.
She couldn't get that out quick. No,
that's not doing anyone
Brother
a favor.
Doing no cooking. What's your favorite part of the meal?
Oh, cranberry sauce.
Really?
Yeah. I can make that. Well, people say I can make that. They might be lying to me.
You don't
do
just slide it out of the can?
No, I like to.
What do you do?
You cook the cranberries down and cook them with orange juice and add some sugar and then let it cool. And I should probably try something different. But I'm one of those people, once I learn how to do one thing, I just do that thing repeatedly.
Thanksgiving is a time of tradition.
You're right.
So keep doing what you're doing.
You're right. We are smoking turkeys this year, so I'm excited for that with family. So that'll be a nice change. But you're right. Turkey, mashed potatoes, all of it's great. I'm excited.
I came real close this year because I got a smoker for my birthday. And I came real close to asking the wife, do we want to smoke it? But I've never done it before. So I'm like, hey.
It's delicious. Smoking does change things. I'll tell you what. It's all good. It's all good. That sounded bad. But no, smoked meat is always better. It's always better.
Now, who does it? You go to your parents' house and dad does it?
No, we do it. My boyfriend, Brock, has the smoker, and so we like to cook things. So actually, we like to cook, and I like to bring my parents over for,
okay,
you know, we like to smoke
good.
All different things, ribs, and we're just, yep. You know, that's the phase of life we're in, smoking meat.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, I'm just curious. When does he put the thing on?
Well, we have started doing just like the turkey breast, so you don't have to do the whole turkey. So we do the smaller breast, which means then we get to, you know, you get to try some different seasonings on all of them. See, look, I'm sounding like I'm a part of it. I'm just, looks good.
I thought she was delivery girl.
Nope. I'm just helping and being supportive of the effort.
She's the one that sits inside. Let me try it, honey.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you.
Sounds like a little backseat.
Needs a little bit more.
Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
It works for us, Joel.
That's it. Yeah, don't mess. Like you said, tradition.
Tradition. Everybody knows our place.
Exactly.
Talked about Licking County Aging Partners and what you're doing for Thanksgiving. But bye, old man. I saw you over at the Mental Health America dinner last Thursday night.
Yes.
Congratulations. You
Thank
folks
you.
Won an award as being a community partner, the Patty Award. What did that mean to you? Because, I mean, and here's the great thing about Melissa. She brought everybody up there with her. I mean, whoever was there from the Licking County Aging Partners, wasn't just Melissa Owens, it was everybody.
It was, we were really surprised. We got brought there under false pretenses. So it was fun to be there. That's always a great event. And, you know, it's an honor to receive the Patty Award because Patty's such a legend in our community. But, man, our staff do a great job. I wanted everyone to come up there, too, because our leadership tries really hard to take care of our employees so that they can take really good care of our clients. They're visiting people, and it's pretty hard when you're stopping to see someone. You're the only person they're going to see all day, and you've only got 5 minutes to hand off that meal, or maybe you've got an hour of personal care aides are helping them and then taking off, and you know they're not going to see anyone else the rest of the day. That weighs on you. And so we try to take really good care of the mental health of our employees so that they can provide that connection and provide some mental support to our clients. So it was a huge honor and a really nice surprise.
How big an organization is it?
We've got 105 employees and some volunteers, so we're serving. Yeah, it's a big.
Yeah, I never would have guessed 100.
It's a big place. Well, our Meals on Wheels drivers are paid. We've got about 30 drivers. They do 22 routes every day. We've got personal care aides, home health, homemaker. We've got people in the building running activities all day long. So it's a hopping place. It keeps me busy. It really does.
No doubt about it. You were shocked, though? You didn't have an idea?
No. Brian Hott, who's our outreach manager, said that he's rolling off the board. So he said they'd like to honor me by having a table. So we get there. So it was a nice, it was very nice surprise when Kaylee started reading that award. I think all the staff were very surprised and, right. and very appreciative.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, you don't do any of what you do to win awards like this. It's just, this is what your mission is. This is what your job is to make sure that folks in our community, especially in that that demographic, have a place they can go, have somebody, a smiling face, a meal or something like that. Because I know you've talked about, hey, look, we're all aging.
Yep.
At some point, we're going to need services. And that's why what you guys do is so important, kind of offsets maybe what they can get from somewhere else, correct?
Absolutely. And what those social connections look like differ, right? Not as many people belong to churches, or people don't stay in jobs as long. You know, they tend to move around a little bit more, so you don't stay someplace and have that work family necessarily. So people, and we do everything very independently with technology, and so we don't have as many connections. And you don't realize until you retire or stop working, or, you know, maybe don't have family close by, people move around. We've got to develop those connections and get people thinking about that. And so we are the connections for a lot of people, which is a privilege. And yeah, I know that it can be a burden to our staff as well sometimes, because it's a lot of weight to carry. They'll go home for Thanksgiving and they'll be thinking of the 50 clients that they're not taking meals to that day. And that's hard for them. So we do what we can to provide those connections and support.
What are some of the things on a daily basis that you folks are doing? I mean, obviously you can't, because I look at your newsletter when it comes out. I'm like, my God, does anybody get a chance to take a break here? I mean, you got a lot going on a daily basis over there to give folks something to do.
We do. And so a lot of our staff are out in the field every day. Of course, we deliver about 1,000 meals every day on 22 meal routes. Our personal care aides and homemakers are out in the field all day long, going into people's homes to help with like housekeeping, or maybe someone needs help with bathing. We got a chore gentleman who's running around cleaning out gutters. Not as much fun on a day like today. Hopefully he's got some indoor chores scheduled. But then our staff in the building are making sure things are getting run behind the scenes, that friendly visits are getting made, that our smile maker calls are getting made. They're planning activities in the building. We've got, you know, at all times, there's 5 different activities taking place in the building. There's card clubs that meet. We got people that just come and hang out in the lobby to have a place to belong. Table tennis, singing groups. I mean, you can't walk through the halls without running into people, and it's a wonderful thing. So
speaking of wonderful things, I mean, you know, the holidays are for a lot of people a time of family.
Yes.
And candidly, off the air, we were talking a little bit about family dynamics. It's got to be pretty cool for you, because the people you'd serve want to see you. They're happy.
Yes.
Where sometimes the family mojo is maybe less than happy.
That's people choose to come to our building, so don't make me say, but yes, we are the family that people choose, which I think happens a lot these days. But sometimes people need an escape from their family, right? So they come into LCAP and they can see friendly faces that they enjoy being around, maybe take a little reprieve from their own family dynamics. So that's very true.
You mentioned smile makers. Folks may not exactly know what that is. Explain that, because again, little things like that can go a long way to making people feel good.
Yeah, well, I think it kind of came out of like when our meal drivers are dropping off a meal, they can't sit for 20 minutes and have a conversation with everyone because they've got a truck full of hot meals that need delivered. And so we created a program that has someone just reaching out to say, you know, hey, Dave, how's your day going? What's going on this week? Just to check in on people. And then a couple years ago, we started kind of an offshoot of that, which is the friendly visitor. So it's kind of the same, but someone's going into the home just to visit, especially if someone doesn't have anyone else, or maybe we've noticed is at risk for some mental health, just because there are some mental health concerns because they live alone or don't have family close by. And so we're trying to make those connections for people, essentially to fill the gaps and get them connected somewhere else and maybe empower them to find other connections in the community. So I do think Smile Maker is one of our best kept secrets, but she's making calls all day long to make people smile. It's right in the title, which is kind of lovely.
So that's a dedicated staff person. Do you have volunteers that do that?
Sometimes we have volunteers that help, but it's a dedicated staff person. She just makes calls all day long. I want to say, when I look at her, the units that she puts in, maybe like almost 600 calls every month, just calling people and checking in. And then, like I said, we have Rita, who also, Sandy does our smile maker calls. Rita does our friendly visiting right now, but we'd love to grow both of those programs in the future, because they're, you know, a low cost way to just plug people in and visit them and make sure that someone's reaching out to them on a regular basis.
Well, and mental health and physical health are so intertwined. I mean, the more research that gets done, and you know, people talk about mental health now, I mean, as much, I mean, that's, you know, when you get older, I mean, your health is like the number one thing you talk about.
Yeah.
When were you at the doctor?
Yes.
What'd you find out?
Yes.
Who's been in the hospital? Who's doing this and who's doing that? But mental health really seems to be a big key to that anymore.
well. And if we're talking about generations, the older generation doesn't typically talk about their mental health, right? That's not something I think our younger generations are much more likely to say, hey, I'm struggling. We've been given the tools to know that it's okay to admit that, but our older generations don't necessarily. So they might not always realize when they're feeling down about something, but it is really important. And it does affect their physical health. If you're not feeling good or you're feeling down, you're not as likely to leave the house and you're not moving and you're not staying active, that's going to affect your physical health. You're much more likely to fall or have some other health concerns. So they are tied together, which I think is one of the wonderful things about the Patty Award, because Patty always said, you know, there's no health without mental health. And I don't think people realize that we have some great services here in our community because of people like Patty that's allowed us to put an emphasis on prioritizing mental health.
How are you funded? Let folks know. I mean, it's not like, you know, you've got a pot of cash, but I mean, you are funded through the Senior Services Levy.
Senior Services Levy. So we passed that last November. And so we're hoping property taxes stick around for a little while so we can keep that going. That's a whole nother topic for the future. But we have the senior levy locally that funds about 75% of our budget. We do receive federal funds through the Older Americans Act, which needs reauthorized right now. So we're waiting to see what happens with that next year. There's some state funding as well. And then a lot of local grants, contributions. People that receive services can contribute for their services. People can donate. We have companies that sponsor. And then we have some great community partnerships as well. One of my favorites is we partner with the Licking County Veteran Service Commission. We've only done it for a couple years, but they are funded as well with tax dollars from the county level. And so they provide reimbursement for services provided to veterans in Licking County. And so we've teamed up really well the last couple years, thanks to April Foster. She's led the charge on that. And we are able to serve our veterans with that tax money, which reserves senior levy money for those who weren't veterans. So it's a great partnership we're really proud of.
You've seen a lot of veterans coming through asking for services?
Absolutely. I want to say of our 60 plus individuals, maybe about 11% is usually what we see are veterans. And we're always astounded at the amount who are not already plugged into services in our community. And they do have services available to them that others don't, as they should. And we want to make sure they're receiving those. So it's great when we can get them plugged into that.
Sometimes it's almost like you got to kind of break down that independence wall. Like, hey,
yes,
we know you're having some trouble. We want to help. We're not trying to intrude. We're just trying to aid.
Yeah. And changing the question to, did you serve? Right. It's not, you know, because sometimes people, depending on when they served our country, don't like to bring attention to themselves. So if you served, you are able to be provided services. And at the local county level, again, I don't think people realize if you're a spouse or a surviving spouse of someone who served, they're also able to cover services for you. It's a great county benefit people don't realize. So we're happy to get people plugged into those services and work well to also be good stewards of people's tax dollars.
Right. Yeah. Duplication of services.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. You hear that all over. Like, look, if we can do this, then you handle this. That way you're getting the bang for your buck, so to speak.
Absolutely.
So I get that.
Absolutely.
Real quick, age friendly. I know this is a big thing that you folks have been working for with AARP. What is it? What does it mean? And how does it impact what you're doing here?
This is a good, well-timed question, Dave. We just had our action plan approved. So age friendly is essentially something we launched a couple years ago for Licking County. It is an initiative out of AARP, but you're just trying to make the community more friendly for people of all ages, because typically when you change something in the community to be better for one demographic, it's better for everyone. I think I told you guys the last time I was here, I talked about the curb cut effect, but the cuts in curbs are great for people with wheelchairs, but also people with strollers and on bicycles carrying groceries. It's better for everyone. So we're trying to make our community more age-friendly for everyone. We just spent time collecting data. We put together an assessment and just an action plan that we just had approved. We'll be launching that soon to share with people, but we put together a plan of what we want to tackle over the next 3 years to make businesses more age friendly. You know, I always joke, but the low hanging fruit is if I go into a restaurant, I want a paper menu. I want to be able to see the menu. I don't want the lights dimmed down too low. I don't want the music too loud so that we can't hear. There's things that all businesses can do and all individuals can do to help make our community more age-friendly. Joel, you're laughing, but you know it's true. I mean, people of all ages need light to see a menu. That's not asking for too much.
No, the music thing is what got me.
Yes.
Because, I mean, sometimes choices are made. Like, I don't know, it's awful loud in there. I'm like, how old are you?
I know, but if you are there to talk, you know, we're usually going to dinner with people, right? So if you're there to chat with people and you can't hear one another, that's pretty hard. And we've all gone to a lot of concerts, so the hearing is going for a lot of us, right? I'm on that with you. But it's just a way to bring attention to everyone in the community that we can all do things to start thinking about what it's like to get older, where we live as we get older. You know, do we have homes that are age friendly, or do we have, you know, 17 stairs that are going to be challenging as we get older? So we're just helping people think about that as they want to get older.
I'm just going to recommend readers and your flashlight on your phone. That's all I'm saying.
That's the one.
I'm with you.
Usually my wife wants him to turn up the noise. I can hear him still. Put the music
drown out louder.
I came here so I don't have to listen.
Get that Metallica going.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Melissa Owens, Executive Director of Licking County Aging Partners. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Melissa Owens, Executive Director, Licking County Aging Partners. Cloudy skies throughout the day today, cloudy tonight, same for Thursday. Now, the big thing, your Thanksgiving Day wind advisory goes into effect at 10 o'clock this morning. It'll go all the way through 10 o'clock tonight. We could see wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. I don't know about the two of you, but I got up this morning before I came into work. First thing I did was put the trash can in the garage. I'm like, brother, I ain't having this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mess with it. And then I was joking with the wife. I said, now, we got two little dogs. I mean, you've seen them, and you have a little dog.
Mm-hmm. They're going to blow it.
That's exactly right. Hold on
leash
tight.
Alerts.
Hold on tight if you're out there walking them dogs, because it is going to get windy, no doubt about that. All right, Melissa, obviously we talked about the holidays are here, Thanksgiving, but I know you folks are doing something really special next week to make sure folks are taken care of. Maybe talk a little bit about what's going to be taking place.
Sure. We're doing our holiday bag project next week. It's our annual tradition, but it's essentially a shelf staple meal for people that might not have a meal around the holidays, and we want to make sure that they have one. And so it's a community-led project. We let partners come in on Wednesday. All the bags will be packed by many, many volunteers. And then on Friday, we put out a sign up to the community to sign up for routes and deliver them to our clients. And they love it. It's such a great project, but also our clients love seeing someone different at the door than their typical Meals on Wheels driver. They love their drivers, but there's nothing like having Dave or Joel show up at the door to deliver a holiday bag. And so it's
shut the door really quick. Leave it at the door.
In fact, leave it at the end of the block.
Leave it at the end of the block. No, they love receiving those. So we do that every year. We've done it for a long time. So that next Friday, December 5th, is our delivery for that. So there's still some signups online, I think, if anyone's interested in helping. But it's a simple thing to do, but it's kind of like the Lookup Center meals that we're delivering for on Thanksgiving tomorrow. Just a nice way to give back and see how many neighbors you have that are homebound.
What about the packing? Do you still need volunteers for that? And if so, what do folks do if they want to volunteer?
I think that we are full on the packing on Wednesday, but again, I think it's at the same sign-up link. Probably our Facebook page would be the best one to catch, or just call our main line at LCAP, and our receptionist could give you the details. But the packing usually fills up quicker. The Licking County Task Force on Aging always helps us with that, and we've got that down to a science, which is wonderful. But Friday, the deliveries, we probably still have a couple of those. We try to give people just a few deliveries. It's not their typical route, so sometimes people get lost out there in Buckeye Lake or Thornville, you know, and so we try to just give them a couple bags to deliver so it doesn't take their entire day.
When do you start the delivery Friday, then, if you need more?
You can deliver all day Friday, so we let people sign up for shifts. You just stop by and pick up when you can. We just want them delivered before dark, but they are a shelf staple meals. People, our clients know they're coming, so they can be left on the porch if someone's not home. They don't have to be available all day to receive it. So people can stop by anytime. Just let us know what time, where they want to deliver, and what time they want to deliver, and we'll have the bags ready for them. You'll just pull your car up, we'll load up your truck and or vehicle, give you a list, and away you go.
Heritage Holidays coming up, December 18th. This is always a really popular, and you got entertainment. I mean, I'm sure folks look forward to this every year.
We do. We've got a lot of great events around Christmas, but this is a fun one. They've changed it up this year, so I know we've got some great music and entertainment and always some great food. I know we've got tickets still available, $10 on Thursday, December 18th, so people can call in and order those tickets today and just join us for some holiday cheer before they head into those family traditions like we're talking about. Come enjoy a different group of people for the holiday season.
You mean when your brothers come in town?
Yeah, I love when my brothers come to town. I'm sure my dad's listening. Don't tell mom.
Now, you talk about the tickets for that, but I was just thinking about it when you're talking about it. Can folks just come down and just say, hey, wanted to stop in and just say happy Thanksgiving? Well, you're closed on the holidays, like you said, but, you know, come in around that Christmas time and just say, I just want to come in and say hello, talk to folks and kind of cheer up their day because, you know, not everybody's going to have somebody come through.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, is it just something where if Dave and Joel want to come down and just say hello to folks, we're able to do that?
You can come and hang out in our lobby all the time. We're a public space. We're open every single day to 5. There's always something going on. You can hang out in the lobby. Bonnie, our receptionist, usually has the fireplace turned on. She's got some music playing on the TV usually, or sometimes a good classic movie that stops people in their tracks to watch. But it is. It's a place you can just come and be. We've got a workout room if someone just wants to come and walk the treadmill for a while or join one of the other clubs. So it is a public space. We want people to come and stop by anytime. We serve lunches there every day for people over the age of 60 who are not homebound. It's one of our 8 social lunch sites in Licking County, so people can stop by for a meal or just hang out in the dining room and watch others and just get to know other people. But it's usually a busy, hustling place, so open invitation all the time, Dave.
I know when I was walking through there after we were down there for the local leaders, young Licking leaders of Licking County, they were in there doing workout and stuff, and I'm like, oh no, I got to get out of here before somebody says, hey, you get over here. I'm like, no, keep my head down and go.
Keep going. No, we always have interesting things going on. I think just trying to spark interest, but sometimes we have a coin collector that comes in and people can bring in their collections. I mean, not a glamorous thing. We have a foot clinic that comes in because as you get older, sometimes that's something you need help taking care of. We've got euchre clubs. We've got, was it Canasta?
Canasta.
I'm not good with my card names. People that come into play pool. You guys could come in and just hang out at the pool table if you wanted and
to get
stay.
A little shall we say competitive?
Not usually, but I feel like now it might. We will ask you to leave if it gets a little too rowdy. But no, we just want to be a place
you
that people can
I
come.
Know you did, Grandma. Get it back.
That is awful.
Terrible.
Is awful.
We just have something for everyone. I think the table tennis club or the cheer volleyball clubs have the most fun, but they're always in the building and always make you want to stop and join them. So something for everyone, I think.
And you mentioned that before we let you go. This is National Caregivers Month. What are you guys doing to help folks who... Man, oh man, it's so tough. So tough to be the ones that have to sit at home and take care of folks that you love. Do you do anything to help them?
We do. We always want to do more. We have a Alzheimer's support group that meets, caregiver support group. That's actually happening next week on December 4th. We have a general caregiver meet group that meets as well. We provide some respite for people in the home. We've got a small grant that we're able to do some of that with. But we also have an adult day center for people as they do get some Alzheimer's or dementia. Those loved ones, we want them to know that they can bring their bring the people they care for to our facility. We'll take great care of them and provide a nice environment so that they can go out and run some groceries or just take a day of rest, because you can't take care of others if you're not taking care of yourself. That ties back into the mental health component as well. But we need to do more all the time to be taking care of our caregivers. So I think if you know someone that is providing care in that way, just reaching out and asking what you can do or asking them for a cup of coffee, I think goes a long way. But we're going to need to do more and more of that in the future.
Melissa, folks want more information on anything that's going on over there, how do they get it?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is a great source of information. It's just lcap.org, or they can call our main line. I always say Bonnie, our receptionist. I think people call her instead of Googling things all the time, but that's 740-345-0821. I think if you get a hold of anyone at our building, we'll get you the help that you need. But we'd love for people to reach out, even just a chat. We're here for anything and just want to direct people to the services that they deserve and need.
Melissa, as always, a pleasure having you in. I like to always kind of get you in here on a basis so we can talk about all the important services and programs that you're providing. Now go home, get started on your smoked turkey, get ready
yes,
for
sir.
The family.
I will.
And be happy with your family on Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving,
so
gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Again, be sure to join us Friday. Joel and I will be here for Talk of the Town. We'll kind of look at Black Friday, and maybe there's this little football game taking place Friday on Saturday as well. Ohio State, Michigan, we'll have some fun with that.